Anthony Dockrell joins me in the studio right now to discuss the week that was. It's all the news you may have gotten angry over during the week or maybe missed altogether. Guessing a bit of Brexit talk, a bit of Trump impeachment drama, am I right?
Pretty close. Yeah. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
I had to leave the Brexit stuff aside. There's so much going on. And there's a few things I can't talk about. I'd love to talk about Peter Dutton. But let's start with Alexander Downer. He's been dragged back into the news and back into the Trump madness with the revelation that Trump had requested our PM to investigate Alexander Downer and that meeting that started the Mueller investigation. Right now in the US, the loony right wing believe that Alexander Downer is a spy for the Clintons. I'm not making this up. Or he was directed to do what he did by the Australian government. And the Australian government is like, it can be a shadowy figure or can be the good guys. It's very fluid over there when you get into the loony right wing of American politics. It's all news to Alexander Downer and Australia. You know, I remember Downer as an old school bumbling conservative. He wasn't really next in line to be James Bond. But look, I don't want to dwell on Downer because there's more chaos on planet Trump to talk about. Overnight, he said this.
They should investigate the Bidens because how does a company that's newly formed and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
Are you keeping up?
Okay, so now China's involved?
Yes, so after getting busted trying to twist Ukraine's arm to investigate Joe Biden and his son, he's now saying publicly that China should investigate Biden.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, this is typical Trump. Don't back down, double down and keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Look, he's normalizing that phone call to Ukraine. Yeah, I mean, it's a tactic.
It was just a chat. It was just a friendly chat. It was all politics.
It was a perfectly fine conversation. Yeah. And look, Trump has this near-perfect knack of filling everything up with white noise and BS.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's a distraction, of course. You know, the two things are not equivalent. You know, the phone call to Ukraine, to the Ukraine's leader, you know, about investigating Biden has nothing to do with Trump spraying out on the lawn about China. But, you know, subtleties like this are beyond Fox and the like.
No, you can't trust Fox. Really.
And if Joe Biden is the Democrats' nominee for 2020, this will be the line of attack. We're going to hear a lot more of this about Joe Biden and his son. So it's the Hillary Clinton and her email saga all over again.
Fun.
Yeah. You looking forward to 2020?
So much so. Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's segue from a cornered bully lashing out to Alan Jones.
What a segue, yeah.
That's a jump. Look, poor Alan, he's lost the majority of his advertisers and he's not a happy breakfast presenter at the moment. And look, things must be pretty bad at 2GB because he had this dummy spit on air.
So my advice to Coles is get your own value system in order before you start passing judgment about other people. But don't worry, we can both play the same game. So I can tell my listeners to give Coles supermarkets and their grocerants, Coles supermarket and their petrol stations a very wide berth. This is a two-way street. We can both play the same game. It might be time I entered the ring and started playing that game. And good luck to you by the time I'm finished.
God. Please don't play the game. Please don't play the game.
So look, he just wants his listeners to boycott Coles. I mean, what's wrong with that? I wonder how this goes down at Nine Entertainment. Oh, you know, Nine Entertainment is the new owner of 2GB. I wonder if their CEO, Hugh Marks, I wonder how he feels about the fact that he's now owner of a media company that thinks that bullying and blackmail is perfectly okay.
Not cool.
You know, I'd love to be selling advertising at 2GB right now. Can you imagine having that job? So you want our standard package, which comes complete with boycott and bullying if you ever stop giving us money.
Yeah, just dissing PMs left, right and centre. Misogyny, all kinds of, it's just fantastic. 2GB.
Yeah, look, frankly, if Jones isn't sacked in the next week or so, I guess there's no line left, whether moral, ethical or commercial, he can't cross. I mean, just think about that. There is nothing he can't do.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's basically business as usual at the moment. And finally, Scott Morrison's transformation into our very own Donald Trump has taken another key step, with Morrison last night at Lurie Institute warning against negative globalism. Have you heard about this?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, so, and this follows on from Donald Trump last week at the UN warning the future does not belong to the globalists.
I remember that.
Yeah, so look, this attacking global agreements and institutions, it may sound a bit dry and rhetorical, but we should all be very worried by talk like this. And he deliberately linked this back to John Howard and the Tampa incident when he said, to paraphrase former Prime Minister John Howard, as Australians, we will decide our interests and the circumstances in which we seek to pursue them.
Make Australia great again?
Yes, yes. And, you know, look, talk like this, you know, it puts us squarely on planet Trump. And the other thing about this kind of rejection of globalism and rejection of agreements and that sort of thing is that in that sort of scenario, there's no uniform action on things like climate change.
Exactly. Good point.
Yeah. So, you know, look, the US has already pulled out of the Paris Agreement. Are we next? I mean, we have very low targets. You know, that's why there hasn't been a big push here. But, you know, we've refused to sign more ambitious targets. Will we, you know, not even take our target seriously? And, you know, under this new doctrine that, you know, Morrison's pushing, you know, we are in a situation where Australia could be going alone when it comes to stuff like, you know, whether we're going to reduce our coal exports. So it's very serious stuff. It probably won't get the coverage it needs to, but it's just another sign that Australia is drifting towards planet Trump.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, this nationalistic rhetoric is not, yeah, as you say, it's just not good at all.
I mean,
no energy policy, nothing in terms of climate and
Morrison does it a lot softer than Trump, but it's the same message and it's coming from the same place.
It's from all their cozy dinners together, you know, recently.
And it definitely has been a transformation since his recent trip.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And that was
great.
The week.
Great. How fantastic. Thanks for that, Anthony. Okay, well, Anthony, we might leave it there because I'm getting really depressed.
I'm sorry.
but thank you for that. That was Anthony Dockrell with The Week That Was, talking about news of the week there.